The article I chose to write my poem on is called Teenage Lesbian Stripped and Beaten by Gang Who Called Her Dyke and Stud, which was published on Pink News online news site and written by Josh Jackman, dated August 2nd, 2018. The article writes how a 15-year-old lesbian was attacked by a group of people who beat her, tore her clothes off, and called her homophobic slurs while filming the attack. I chose to write this story on my poem because it really resonated with me on a personal level. I've had friends who were jumped, beaten up, and called homophobic slurs before because of their sexuality as well. One of my friends was injured so badly afterwards that she had to go to the hospital even. Many people think that things like this don't happen anymore. They still believe that LGBTQ+ people are exaggerating when they talk about their safety concerns and whatnot. But there have been many cases of this and even worse just in the past few years. It's scary to think about how many cases go unreported, too. It's never happened to me personally, but it always scares me to think that instead of those people I read about in articles like these, or my friends, it might be me one day. That fact also makes me wonder, why wasn't it me? Is it because I live in a fairly open and accepting area with a low crime rate and also happen to be a white person? Probably. Or it could also be that I tend not to go out too late at night. Or maybe it could even be that I've simply just been lucky up until this point. Hate crimes against LGBTQ+ people continue to increase, alarmingly so in recent years. Even I sometimes think that I'm being paranoid and overdramatic, but I still can't help but think about it. I can't help but think about the statistics with numbers that are far too high for my comfort. That's why I chose this article. My poem is titled, Practice Makes Perfect. I'm afraid. Afraid that that could be me, and those bruises could be on my body, and that trauma could be mine, and that I'll be next. You compare yourself to those people and come to the conclusion that you fit the description better than anyone, even better than some of those people. You are a target. That glare on your face, the anger permanently etched into your expression, that anger only works for so long. Because there are some people, some horrible, disgusting people who that won't work on. And by the time you realize this, it'll be far too late. You're already accustomed to the stares. The stares that are so piercing, and yet you hardly notice them anymore. Those stares that are so ridiculing, tear you apart and leave a pile of bones in place of your body. That stare one day won't just be a stare. That's what you fear. When you share this fear with people, divulge them and tell them, I'm always afraid that I'll be next. They don't believe you. Mark you as dramatic and attention-seeking because they don't understand what those stares feel like. They don't understand what it feels like, and they never will. What the stares feel like. Those people don't understand that. It never feels like a simple stare. It feels like someone is ripping you apart. Everything inside of you is coming undone at their demand. It makes you question your entire being, and isn't it quite sad? I think it's quite sad how normal it's become. I think it's quite pathetic how you've become so used to it. And it makes you wonder if the only reason it hasn't happened to you yet is because of your habits. Or maybe because of where you're from, or maybe it's your privileged skin color, or maybe it's just luck. Because you've seen your friends, you've seen those bruises on their bodies, and you've heard stories of those friends being cornered in the dark of night, slurs thrown their way along with a few punches, and then you hear about their time at the hospital. And you wonder why it wasn't you. Luck is the only viable answer at this point. Some days, you look in the mirror and paint those same bruises on your skin. Decorate your face with defeat and just imagine how they must have felt, how they must feel. You call it practice. So that was my poem. Thank you for listening.